Guys, welcome to the Gender Banter podcast. What I want you to do right now is drop whatever you're doing, smash the car into a wall.
Why are you lifting this up?
Because it emphasizes how much I mean, how much I'm serious. Get yourselves to the live Gender Banter podcast in the Telegraph building. It's on the 5th of May. Tickets are available in the link below the video, you know. And we're closing in on it fast. We've got some great, great stuff coming up. Great content, Maureen.
Yeah.
We got videos. We got sketches. We bought some absolutely very graphic sex toys. And my guests on the evening will be Mark McCartney, James McKegney, and Rory Woods. Any other reasons why people should go, Maureen?
Well, what else is on that day?
It's our wedding anniversary.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So
come celebrate our wedding anniversary with us in the Telegraph building.
I'm going to bring Maureen out on stage and present her the 10-inch floppy dildo that I bought down there. There you are. And that's it.
Great.
That's it. Do we play some music in there? The buttons don't work. We'll do a little chat. We'll do a little chat like this and I'll play it over.
Like news anchors?
Yeah. The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Just to do this.
Yeah, and no, I'll just play the intro over that in post. I'll send it to you.
I have it.
You have it?
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We're professional, we're on time, we're full of burgers. Today's podcast, we've got sponsors, Maureen. Today's podcast has two sponsors. The Calm app are back. Do you have anxious thoughts?
Constantly.
Are you restless at night?
Or yes.
I'm doing an ad, but we're not getting into the ins and outs of it. Or do you just not feel like your best self? Making sure we feel our best.
This is the best conversation we've ever had.
Couples therapy. Do you have anxious thoughts? No, that's rhetorical. Are you restless at night, or do you just not feel like your best self? Making sure we feel our best should be our top priority. And by spending a few minutes with Calm each day, you can be sure that you're taking the necessary time to prioritize yourself. Calm app helps you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Their guided meditations, sleep stories, relaxing music tracks, and daily movement sessions are all designed to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. Guess how many people use this? Too slow. Over 100 million around the world use Calm. Even if you've never meditated before, you'll get the support you need to reduce stress, improve focus, and uplift your mood. This sounds like the thing for me, Maureen.
Yes.
The sleep stories can help you drift off quickly and recharge your brain. We have utilized those.
Yeah, they're good. They're my favorite.
You put Killian Murphy on, he takes you on a guide of Ireland. 2 seconds later, you're asleep. I've never heard the end of one of those stories. Yeah. But if you listen to this podcast and you go to calm.com/banter, you'll get a special offer of 40% off Calm Premium subscription. And new content is added every week. Outrageous. That's calm.com/banter, my guys. Be calm AF. We're sponsored, as always, by our friends at Manscaped. They send reads. I'm going to cut through the bullshit. This is what you do. You go on their website, manscaped.com, buy the care package. One and done. It's all in there. Lawnmower 4.0, weed whacker, ball toner. Also works on flaps. Ball deodorant. If you got those vinegar nuts. Get it all on there. It comes in a leather travel bag. It's got a pair of boxers in there that are as soft as a baby's pair of boxers. And it's just all in there. It's coming up the summer. Where are you going, Magaluf, for 2 weeks? Get them nuts shaved. But it works anywhere. Do you know they're releasing one called Clamscaped?
No, they didn't.
They're not. Didn't. But go to manscaped.com, use the code GEMBANT1 and get 20% off. Outrageous. Insert a noise when I hit this button. Right, now we're podcasting. Now we're getting the reason. My guest today is my legal and biological wife, Maureen. Oh, you can talk now.
Oh, hello.
You're told to be quiet. We've had a stressful morning. None of our beepity boops worked. Our buttons didn't work. What was going on now? Camera fucked?
Yes. Shout out Black Magic.
Scrap. It could have done with some black magic, some goddamn witchcraft. Get the son of a bitch working.
Bring back tapes.
We're trying to get this podcast out quickly for two reasons. You have to go home to look after our child or whatever bullshit you were saying. But we also are on the cusp of a burger coma.
Yeah, it's a bad idea to eat first.
But I did the LPT.
Yeah, true.
You know, because I'm 36 now and I'm basically, you know, I used to work out, you know, trying to look good, trying to attract some chicks. So I was just trying to stifle a vomit from all the peanut chips. But now I'm basically just trying to keep the body together. That's all I'm trying to do.
You can still impress chicks, you know.
Well, I told you a second ago, someone was being a bit flirtatious with me in Lavery's.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, what are you lying for? What are you lying for?
No, I'd well believe it.
Yeah, I'm a sexy guy. When you see me out there in the wild.
When people see you in real life, you know, they can't resist the heft.
Yeah, and...
Tall.
I was in the gym earlier and there was a guy, you know, the PT was like, oh, he wants a photo of you. And the guy went, nah, not you, Kieran Bartlett. And I was like, you would be amazed how many times I'm confused for Kieran Bartlett. You know? I'm going to get a photo beside him.
I don't see how. It's like, I honestly don't see it.
Mm.
Why do people say that? It's funny.
I don't know.
Both nice boys.
Both nice boys.
That's what it is.
We're just two.
That's what it is.
Two nice fucking neckbeards walking around. Being cool as fuck. Unbelievable. But yeah, it is depressing to get to that point where you're like, I'm paying this guy to make sure I can get out of a seat at 40. That's what we're going for.
That's what it's all about. Longevity, getting out of seats.
Getting out of seats.
Knees being held together.
You were starting to get a bad knee there, weren't you?
Yeah, I've never had a bad anything. Well, I have. I mean, I have, obviously.
A bad attitude. I never.
I've many horrible things, but...
But now the knee's giving you jip.
Don't know. It's got all of a sudden got like a weird sore knee. Probably sitting awkwardly, isn't it?
Yeah, you do sit like you've... Do you remember that old photo of the woman jumped out of a building to kill herself and she hit a car?
No, Colin, I don't remember that.
And she was just like... like... splayed all over the place. That's how you watch tally.
Well, you know,
like you'll see your legs are fully rotated pointing the other way and your feet and your body's forward. Maybe that's a girl thing.
I think it is. Yeah,
girls do just sit like a cat that's been hit by a car.
Yeah, like your legs are just paralyzed all of a sudden.
Yeah,
sit underneath them. Mm-hmm. it's not good. I can't do it anymore. Just can't do it anymore.
What are your plans fitness wise? What's your fitspirations?
I know, I keep saying I'm gonna get fit. Got fit before our wedding and then haven't done it since.
And then just let yourself go fully. Yeah. After that, just went to shit.
I was strong. At one point I was quite strong, but now I'm not.
What were you benching at your peak?
Benching? Can't do bench. Man, 20.
Grams.
Yeah. Just two bags of crisps on it. bench is hard.
What is it about the default mode female? Who just is like, has no push power at all?
No, but
a lot of girls can like, squat like mad weight,
yeah,
because I got big legs and big arsenal.
Yeah, and I could, you know, I find deadlifting quite fun.
Yeah,
can do like loads, like, but you know what I mean, can't remember what I could do. It'll be nothing in comparison to what you could lift, obviously, but you know.
But the bench is just non-existent. Can't get the tits.
Like non-existent.
The tits.
Like
going
if
at
I
all.
Could, if I was like deadlifting like 65k, my like honestly with benching just a bar. Which is 20, isn't it?
Yeah.
And even that was like...
all over the place
working
like
working my way up to the 2.5s on each side. It was really hard.
The two biscuits on
each... I can't do push-ups either.
That's the same thing. Same move.
Well, yeah. There you go. That's why.
Do the wee half
but
push-up.
But you know, like the hang thing? You just like make us like hang and time it. Could do that forever.
You grip that pipe all day?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we did a lot of at the gym. Yeah, it's funny. Weird gym.
Do you remember they had a board on the wall and yeah. They would put up the times and then everyone was like 1 minute, yeah. 1 minute 10. And then your dad was like 45 minutes, 60 it. Seconds. They were like, we have to go home now. And yeah. He's just like,
he was just
hanging there. He's got those gorilla mitts though.
Indefinitely. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I know. Does everyone do that where they're like, but soon I will get in good shape?
Yeah.
But it's not tonight. But, you know, soon... when I start working out again, you know, I'm talking like that, yeah. As if it's like
I'm only doing it once.
I'm waiting for it to arrive.
Yeah.
And I'm not really starting to go there, you know, like, so I'm going to have to do something because I think you just start.
Nike got it right, man.
Well,
just do it. I heard another good little fitness lesson that were like, it was probably David Goggins or something that was like, tomorrow doesn't matter, yesterday doesn't matter, it's today. But you have to wake up every day and go, what am I doing today? What am I doing today? Over and over again. But then he is mentally ill.
And also he doesn't have you constantly ringing up just wanting burgers.
Yeah, we did have a Five Guys there. But listen, I was pushing it. I was pushing it to the limit next door there. There's Aaron McCann video calling me. We'll answer.
Yeah.
I'm doing a podcast, you silly bitch. Look.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Never done.
Here. Are you just out of the gym or out of bed?
Out of bed.
You look terrible. No harm to you. Here, have you kissed any chicks yet?
No, sir. No, not yet.
Sweet. I'll see you later then.
No harm.
Here, I'm on. Oh, he hung up on me, the bastard.
What time is it over there?
Oh, that's the one question you ask someone. It would be 5 hours behind.
Yeah.
Be the morning, like. Be first thing in the morning. What the fuck was I talking about? Burgers?
Yeah. Yeah, burgers. Being fit and eating burgers.
No, this is my point. You gotta go. You just gotta plan it in and go. No one enjoys it. No one gets into it. Like, I have that one appointment a week, which isn't a lot, but I just go to it. And I never want to go to it. But then you go to that, you feel a bit better. You start to drop in a couple of other workout sessions around the place. But that's it. You just got to go. I've seen a great David Goggins video where, like, he was... This guy's a lunatic. Like, he's running. And his wife is, like, driving in a car behind. Did I tell you this?
No.
So she's driving and she's filming. You can see him running. And by the way, it's the desert. And she's filming. She's like, so David meets up with this one guy about twice a year. And they run, like, whatever lap of... the fucking state or whatever, like 30 miles or something. And she's like, every year this guy beats him, but this year he had a trick up his sleeve or whatever, and he just decided to put the pace on him and whatever. And as she catches up with it, like, this guy is just fueled by spite, basically. Mm-hmm. And he's running with a t-shirt around his head and all, he's sweating, and as she pulls up in the car beside him, he just immediately, he's like, I told that bitch. He's just like, not this year, he's not gonna give me this year, fucking bitch. I got that motherfucker mile 18. I just took off. So he's just running along, just absolutely fucking raging. Me and Aaron talk about that the other week. Spite is great for a bit of motivation. Fueled by spite.
Yeah, we'll get you going, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What we need to be angry about something?
You'll not do it for yourself, but you'll do it to piss someone else off.
Yeah, true. Revenge bod. That's what people do, don't they?
Revenge bod.
Like Khloe Kardashian did that. Revenge bod.
Yeah, and she went from
a big
she went from Triple H to skinny Triple H. Is OJ her dad, or yes?
I mean, it'd be fun, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
It would be funny.
I mean, that happens in a mixed race, when they do an offspring. You know, you can have the black features, but with the white skin. And that's what you got there. You know what I mean?
I mean, it would be funny, wouldn't it? She is very different to the other ones, like, but that happens too. Like, who knows? Would it bother you?
If
Chloe... is that what you really want to know, this information?
It'd be fun to know.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
It would get me back watching it.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd sit down for the old Kardashians. Fuck them. My Rachel just lives for Kardashians.
I mean, so many people do still.
Like, is it still on, or is she putting on reruns? She's a...
it's over. Like,
people are like, I just start... The Office as soon as I finish it. I think she's like that with Kardashians. She's like, oh my god, I'm so stressed, I just gotta fucking go down and watch Kardashians all the time.
Yeah, I couldn't go back.
It's just a lunatic. What about
too much.
Rachel was in here the other day packing some bits, and she just she's mental. Like, she just launched into this thing where she was like, we ended up talking about CrossFit or whatever, and I was like, oh, I suppose you're in there doing like the handstand walks and all. And they're all like, they don't realize how stupid that. You know, when you're into CrossFit, you're like, no, you got to practice at home, man. You got to do the, you never know when it's going to come up in competition. You got to do the handstand walk. You know, you can't be caught off guard. Like, and then Rachel was like, I don't understand why. I was talking to someone, they couldn't do a handstand. I was like, who can't do a handstand? And Aaron was like, that is skinny privilege at its peak there. I was like, why can't you do a handstand? Just fucking do it. Like, what's the problem? You're like, well, you're 7 stone. Of course you can fucking do it. Like, and then I said I could still do a cartwheel. She said, I can still do a cartwheel. And then we just got food delivered, and she wouldn't let it sit. Like, I was like, you're away on home there, go and fucking do whatever you're doing. She's like, no, do it now. Do a handstand. Prove it to me. Prove it you can do a handstand. I was like, I'm not going to stand and do a handstand.
You do a handstand?
Probably could, but I'm not just going to do it in the fucking office while I'm about to eat my lunch.
Do it now.
You do a handstand?
No, I can't. I told you I have no upper body strength.
Oh yeah, you would just crush your neck.
Yeah, I'd be crushed. Yeah, no, I couldn't do it.
Can you do a cartwheel?
I used to be able to do those things, but couldn't do it now. You need strong arms for that.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
It's such a shame. You just do it as a kid, you don't think about it. And then you get like older and then all of a sudden you just more gravity or fatter?
Both.
So shit, isn't it?
Imagine you worked in like A&E. What happened to you? More gravity or fatter? Why is this bone coming out of your leg?
Too much gravity.
Too much gravity or fat? Let's get on.
Yeah, I think of both. No, I have to. I think we'll have to get in shape, don't we?
They were saying, there was some, I seen a post from some, one of them science boys the other day, and they were saying like, most body degeneration is just not being used. It's not really that much to do with age.
There you go. It's all in your mind. It's how old you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Do you know how old my lower back feels?
What?
89. And like, there's too much gravity and too fat. Too much gravity, too fat.
Too much gravity and too fat. Well, I know. What can we do about that, though? We're not, I don't know. Well, you've always been, like, fit and able to move and stuff like that, but I don't know. I feel like I'm so, I don't know. Maybe it's just having a child, is it? Like, you just end up, like, just living in your house, not moving. Well, I do move a lot, obviously, run after him, like, but yeah.
Maybe you just need better form when you're chasing after a child.
You just be tired.
You bend over, you just do like a perfect lunge.
Yeah.
You know, lift them up, proper hinge.
There's actually so many like injuries you get, like mothers get from having a child. I think I've said this before, where you get that thing like
brain injuries.
Your wrist. Like, yeah, in your wrist. I got that. And you go in and like, oh, are you and your mother? And like, yeah, it's from lifting a baby. So you're like angled this really weird way. You're putting all the like weight.
Yeah.
Like, and also like you bend over unnaturally from your bed and all this stuff and like over a cot and you're like hovering, you're in bits, you're literally like absolutely wrecking yourself. Like
it annoyed me having a small baby because everything's low.
Yeah.
Everything's on the floor. Like it got too late before I was like, we should have got a changing
I know, but
desk.
We ended up doing so we're here. I'm sure it was all madness, Clem, wasn't it?
Sure it was all madness. But how many babies, how many videos do you just see like the dad turn away for 1 second, the baby just leaps to its death off the,
I don't see any of those, but that's exactly why they're really dangerous.
I saw a great one where the guy was changing the baby and he turned to get a nappy and the baby just projectile shot up the wall. Just like, it was great.
He never did any of those things, Melina.
He did one that when he started eating the solids that night where he just grew a tail and I was by myself and he shot on the old sheepskin rug.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the days.
I know. We call on you to do so many of those by yourself. Oh. Why did not many dads do that, you know?
No.
You go. Look at you now.
What a guy.
What a guy.
Speaking of guys.
Oh, there you are. Oh, no. Jeez, what?
40-year-old Dan Morrow.
This is a documentary about
what is it?
40-year-old Dan
is he on FaceTime?
Suffers from a mysterious medical condition that has taken over his life. For the last 7 years, his testicle sac has been growing uncontrollably.
How's your day going?
Same, bro.
It's made me a prisoner in my own body. It's like carrying a ball and
see when it comes to my nuts? Too much gravity? Or too fat?
The best way I could describe the weight for someone, if they're trying to imagine it in their head, would be to slit open your scrotum and put in 3 large bowling balls.
So serious the way he was describing that.
He's not really describing another weight. He's literally just, he's like, and open your scrotum and put the bowling balls in there. Where is his penis here?
I mean, even without the scrotum, where's his penis here?
Have you carried it around?
Is he wearing trousers or are they bare legs?
He's got, I mean, I was going to say, you're supposed to be just, that is me. That is me from the back. I was going to say, as disturbing as the gigantic bollocks are, he did just put his bare hole on his sofa. You know?
Yeah. Have a bit of respect, you fucking.
Yeah.
Instantly in pain.
No, but where is his penis?
And it's a lot of
man, the hair is fucking out of control, bro. Here, when you're disabled but still metal. You know what I mean? Where's his penis? Absolutely
inside.
In there.
So it's very hard to move.
And also, one more thing.
Go ahead.
Why do people make documentaries when it's this stage and not like, you know, 2 bowling balls, balls ago.
Yeah.
Why is it now that he's gone, this has become a real problem for me?
Well,
surely
exactly.
When it was yeah, like the size of bloody cantaloupe, you're like, well,
if they made that,
there's
like,
something going wrong.
Yeah,
there.
Like 2 years before, and he's like, if I could describe the weight, it would be like slicing up in your scrotum and putting in 1 bowling ball.
And now it's 3.
Now it's
next
3.
Year it's 9.
No, yeah. Some don't... cracker he gets to 9. They call me Space Hopper Boy. I bounce around in my scrotums. If I could describe the weight, it's like a bag of footballs you take to practice. Where there's like 12 in it. But they're made out of cement.
In my testicles.
In my testicles.
If you weren't sure what I was saying.
I always see people with terrible ailments or whatever, but they still got good hair, you know? Like, why am I walking around here?
Are you jealous of them?
Some people, you know, like that dude that was like the Mexican guy that was the fattest guy in the world. He was like a fucking, like a landmass. He was huge, but then beautiful teeth, beautiful thick black hair. There's always, you don't get it all. I've said this before. You don't get it all. There's something, you know, there's always something wrong with you. You can't tick every box.
I mean, they're getting some nutrients in if you're eating that much, so. It's all going to the hair.
Oh, yeah. It's like I knew a guy when I was working in a wee TV company in Derry, and he drank so much iron brew that whatever was in that, like, what makes your nails grow? Was it like riboflavin or something?
Biotin.
Something like that. But there's so much of it in iron brew that he's like, man, I'm fucking out of the way here and have to cut my nails twice a day. Nails were firing out of him. Now, the guy didn't have blood anywhere in his face. The guy was made out of like autumn leaves. He was like crispy. But his nails are flying out of him.
He's just one big nail.
My nails are a bit like that. Like when the sun comes out, I'll have to cut my nails every other day.
Mine have been the opposite now. It's really sad. I used to have good nails, but I don't know. I think just all the treatments and all have just drained me of all that.
Well, whenever you first started to get the chemo treatments, there was a girl contacted me. It was a girl from that King It thing. She's like a vlogger, lives in a van. Quite a big following, and she was like, oh yeah, she sent a link to a wig shop, and then she was like my nails were falling, my teeth were falling out, you know, went blind one eye, fucking, you know. I was like, Jesus Christ, why are we telling that now?
Yeah, well, that's people do, don't they,
scare the life out.
Yeah, I know you're doing this, but I'm gonna tell you all the horrible things that happen. Yeah,
I know what his problem is. I've just nailed it.
What?
He lives in America.
And that's the problem?
That's the problem. Because you go in when you've won bowling ball bollocks and they're like, that's going to cost you 78 grand plus the aftercare.
And he's like, wait till I get three.
And he's like, I better make, you know, the juice isn't worth the squeeze just yet.
Is it three bowling balls for the price of one? Because I'll wait a year.
Is there a meal deal on this? Let me see what he's going under the pisser.
Oh, no, Colin. This is
where I have to go to urinate.
Oh! He answers the question. Wait a minute.
Smaller, I can lift it onto the toilet and pee into the toilet. But when it got bigger, there was always a chance that it'd make a mess. So it was just easier to pee into the shower stall and then rinse it down with the water. It's probably been 2 years since I could use a normal toilet to urinate.
Supporting Dan through his struggle is his loving wife, Mindy.
Mindy is my wife. We've been together almost 20 years.
She's like McCartney. Watch it. You know, McCartney, someone who's always like, you can't meet a woman anywhere. And there's fucking giant big bollocks there, still pulling chicks.
Best friend. She's my everything.
Okay, baby doll.
Dan relies on Mindy for all his needs.
Dan has become a prisoner of his own body, and I've become a prisoner with him. He's not able to do any of the things that he loves doing.
BMXing. Professional seesaw. Climbing fences. Tandem bike rides. Motocross. Just anything where his bollocks would be a nightmare. Table tennis.
Just anything where you're like throwing your leg over something. Yeah.
Pogo stick.
Jesus Christ. Why are they not doing anything about this? I don't understand.
Honestly,
why is she going around and being like, we're just trapped here? You could... What? What is in there? Surely that shouldn't be there. I don't understand.
I'm out of breath. You can get is it like that gigantitis or whatever? But I don't know what's making it that big. Like, I know people have got, you can get like a load or like a very low down hernia in your groin and it like shoots out into your sort
this
of
is, sorry, this is another reason why we should not eat before this, because this is making me feel ill.
You feel ill? But that's probably just the amount of salt in it.
In the thing? In the ball pit? Oh.
I mean, it was dressed. It was dressed. I mean, not like a salad. Cider rocket. It was like professionally dressed with a dressing on it. So someone's been... ranch.
Just put a dress on it.
Frank's hot sauce. No, but like, it's been wrapped in bandages. Let's put it
You're
like
that. You're not making this sound better.
But yeah, someone's put like fucking, you know, medical.
He brushed his hair. It's fine.
It's wearing a shirt and tie. But yeah, they put like bandage around it, but then he's, you know, double handed it in the shower, just pissing all down the dressings.
How come this is making me feel so ill?
I wonder is it scuffed up at the bottom?
No, stop.
Like the bottom of a boat.
Did he put a wee wheel on the bottom of it? Like a wee thing.
You know, like one of those wee trolleys you get out of B&Q, yeah. Like the four wheels on it. Oh, that would be the ultimate skateboard hack. You can be like, I'm skateboarding, but I'm just walking. The nuts are on a skateboard.
No, stop it.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to get a wee trolley for it and just slam the balls in it.
He's probably had it that long now, you'd miss it.
Oh, if there would be an adjustment period if they got rid of it, like where he would just kept falling backwards.
Did they take it off and his penis pops back out? Like, there it is.
Maybe. Oh, if I was him, much. I'd be getting the full whack. I'd be like, if you're taking the balls, do the lipo, do the fucking, remove the skin folds, do the whole lot.
Just turn me inside out, bring me back again. Fucking hell, man, that's just.
I'd probably still piss in the shower, though, if I was getting away with it, you know.
You'd like to piss in the shower anyway?
I feel like, if you're standing up to piss, a man should, like, you should have a sink for washing your hands and a sink for pissing in. It's a good height. You know,
what's the difference in a toilet?
Too low, man.
You want a high toilet?
You want something high where you just, you know, there's a bit of concentration pissing in a toilet. You want something
You can get a urinal in your high shoe.
You just hang the knob in and you can text away. It's really for the social media is what I'm looking for. You just plop it in there and fucking, you know what I mean?
Like a wee robot plugging yourself into the wall?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's sad. Don't do that.
Or is it more like putting fuel in your car? Just put it in something. What do you think of our big fake ass down there?
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's a fun texture.
Well, I'll review it on their website. It's a fun texture. Anyway, we had so many questions this week. Will we use them to guide us through our conversation? Some of them are from women who want skincare advice.
Oh.
Yeah. My husband has a 3 bowling ball ball bag. What sort of... I reckon the bottom... You know when you get that cream to put on your like cracked heels? I think that's what that guy needs in the bottom of his nuts. Please tell Maureen thanks for the sunscreen advice. I bought the ones he suggested and it's great. You need to get those affiliate links going. You could be making some...
At least 60p.
At least 60. But here, multiply that by 2. 120.
Ooh.
Keep that going all week. So yeah, there you go. What would you recommend for me skin-wise? Remembering that it's near perfect and milky.
Your skin's not bad.
What do I need?
A retinol.
What's that?
Vitamin A.
Right.
I said this a million times. It's the only thing that like will change the texture of your skin. It revitalizes your skin. It makes your skin basically produce new cells and rejuvenate itself. And then you need an SPF, protect from the sun. That's it.
Well, I said to you, I had seen that video where the guy was like 70 and he worked outside and his arms were like fucking absolute, just old, like an old leather sofa, wrinkled, brown, all that shit. And he was sitting on a hospital bed with trousers, like just in his pants or whatever. And his arms were sitting on his legs and the legs were perfect. Milky, milky, white and smooth. And the hands were just a disaster.
Oh yeah, if you look at like the top of your legs that don't get any sun.
Yeah.
Not that it's the same, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you do anything to your skin now?
For a while, Freya had a good routine going on that I chipped in.
Oh yeah.
Chipped in with.
Yeah.
Retinol, isn't that it?
Yeah.
Retinol.
Yeah, I had a bit of that.
Had a bit of that.
It was nice, but it was hard to keep up.
It is, even I sometimes find, like, could you be harsh? Like,
I mean, we've had that discussion many times. We're like,
sometimes, like,
if you're like, wait, will we go to bed now? And I sprint up the stairs and do my two things.
It's really, I know, but it's and then because you'll
be in there for 40 minutes. Like.
It takes so long to take makeup off. So annoying. Some people love it. I honestly hate taking makeup off. I'm like, oh.
Especially when we're down to one toilet now. You know, I come home from Laverick's, need that fucking midnight shit. And you're in there.
Right, no one needs a midnight shift. That's a made up.
I don't work normal shifts. I'm all over the place. My body clock's all jacked up.
But you always do this though. You're always shitting. You're the only person that will get out of bed at night to shit.
How'd you sleep last night? Oh, I had to get up a couple of times and do a full dump.
It's just beyond. Sometimes you it's funny because sometimes you come to me and you're like, I had my shit once today. I'm like, yeah, like what, like normal amount? It's a normal amount.
Yeah. I was saying the other day, the closest I've ever got to constipation was I just waited till about 2 in the afternoon to shit.
God's sake. Oh, it's a hobby for you, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. That is my exercise. Squatting a lot.
No, you just, I don't know. Anyway, that's not your skincare routine, though, shitting. So you would maybe add in something there.
My skincare routine.
If you did one less shit, you could have time to put some moisturizer on, like. You know.
I should habit stack. That's what they say. Leave. We'll get this new bathroom put in.
No, I'm gonna get you some.
Put
stuff
the stuff beside
no,
the bog.
I have got your stuff before.
Front facing mirror, so I can see myself.
What's a back facing mirror?
True.
One of those mirrors that you can't see yourself.
When you want the mirror to see whatever you're seeing, also.
A window.
What about us looking up that mirror the other day? He was like, I wonder how much that is. It was £10,000. And we're like, we're all right. Me and a bargain will do this.
Imagine. £10,000.
I mean, if you're absolutely flexing on the hose, like, yeah. you would do it.
Yeah, of course you would, yeah.
Yeah, right in front of the toilet. There was that infinity one where it just looks like it goes back forever.
And that other one with the glass around it. It is, yeah, they're cool. Like, but yeah, we couldn't.
Some places have mirrors above the toilet in some places. You ever been in a place now where you're taking a piss and you're like, I can see, I'm just getting a full...
Yeah, I think so.
A full frontal of myself pissing here.
Oh?
It's always scary because you're always like, why? Put your eye up to it. Like, can anyone watch me piss? But I just assume they can and I just put on a real show.
What do you do?
I bend over and push my dick and balls out the back.
Do you like take your trousers down like really slowly and seductively? Like this?
No, yeah. I throw one leg up in the cistern. You know, piss down the way.
In your anal?
Like I'm on a rodeo, you know. No, yeah, that's we talk
it's
about.
It's always
that,
intriguing to know what guys do in like boys' toilets.
Cocaine.
As a girl,
and
you're like, what happens
shitting.
In there? Like, because girls are just cubicles. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just cubicles.
Well, I think it's disrespectful that a lot of men's toilets are. They just expect you to pile in there like animals and piss right next to each other.
I thought that too.
I think it is kind of gross. Just a fucking just forest of dicks.
Yeah, like, are you not like pissing and then someone's also doing that beside you?
I mean,
is that not like,
see, like
you're not in a festival.
See, like Three Arena?
Yeah.
When they make you all line up. That night we went to Always Sunny.
Yeah.
You're like touching shoulders. Like you're being touched on either arm as you piss. And they hate coming off that thing, man. It's like leaning over a dishwasher. Steamy piss coming up. It's fucking disgusting. I just went into the cubicle and vaped. Be like, take that, you disrespectful bastards.
Cued it for 10 minutes to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. Cover up the stench.
And then come out and piss.
But it is disrespectful.
In the sink.
That's an episode of Curb you need to watch when they open the restaurant and they put the wee dividers in.
Nice.
And he goes, you gotta get dividers, it's not a bus station. Very true.
I do like one, yeah. Yeah.
I love a toilet in a place where you go in the toilet, you shut the door, and it's a proper door like you get in the house. There's no gaps. Yeah. It's like a fucking closed off room.
Gaps are the worst.
That's what you want.
That's my nightmare. I hate feeling like.
What about the ones used to be in Mandela Hall where they had
Door?
The door was about a foot long, and you could just see.
If you basically see over it and you're sitting down.
Yeah.
No good.
Disrespectful. What are they doing that for? In case someone takes an OD in the fucking.
I don't know. Right enough. Yeah, maybe.
Disrespectful.
Well, they're all metal, weren't they? Probably do rust down.
Metal as fuck.
You know what I mean? Just rust it.
Absolutely disgusting. They just clean it with a fucking hose. Hope you're both well. How are you coping without Yellowstone at the minute? Think it's meant to be back in July time. Thanks
Not
for the
well.
There's a void in our life. Yeah. There's something about good TV really just keeps a couple together. You know, you're like, we have one thing that we can share, and then the rest of our life is a mess. And then we'll see when that falls away. You're like,
that's it.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Relying on you just to keep this whole system going.
And I'm not that interested in the prequels.
No.
To be honest with you.
I kind of am, but I'm not going to watch it without you. So maybe I will if you don't want to watch it.
Succession. What are you watching, The Minute Beef?
Just finished it.
Just finished your beef?
We started it.
I'm on the curb.
He's on the curb,
man. On the curb. Have you watched it before?
And do you watch that with Freya, or is that by yourself, Job?
Watch it with Freya, yeah.
Thank God. Curb. So you don't really like it, do you?
What? No, I do like Curb, but I don't like when you put it on radio at night because it's basically an episode of anxiety. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, you're watching a program where literally everything is annoying and goes wrong. So to me, that's just not relaxing for a bit, because I'm like, it's very entertaining, but I need to watch it earlier. Do you know what I mean?
That's what gratitude is, you know.
Sorry, what?
That's what it is. You watch it and go, this is so stressful, and then you go, turn it off, and you go, my life is fine, and then you go to sleep. You know?
Well, yeah.
Puts things in perspective. It's like we see some horrific video online, and then you're like...
It is like why watching like serial killer things are like... entertaining, because then you turn off and you're like, oh, I feel cozy now because I'm not being murdered.
Oh, not me getting chopped into bits.
Oh, come out to go to bed and not be dead.
Grabbing those Maltesers.
But Curb is just so like, it's an episode of anxiety. It's fantastic, but like I have to watch it in a very specific time. You know what I mean? I've just told you that before, like I've got weird about time? Things I need to watch now. Sometimes I just actually want to watch something that's entertaining and not anxiety inducing. Hard to find.
Anxiety inducing.
Everything is now, but.
But yeah, we need to get some Yellowstone back. And see, even when it's going back to like week to week, is that how it comes back, or do they dump it all at once? That's gonna be weird. Just watching an episode and fucking give it to me.
Yeah. Do you not know Colin has ADHD?
Give it to me.
He will not pay attention to this.
It's the only thing I've ever paid attention to. Ryan McLaughlin, would you rather come home and find Maureen cheating on you with a 30 stone heifer or an older gentleman, 70 plus?
What?
Well, I mean, you already kind of, you know, you could get that for free anytime, a 30 stone fella. What did he say? Cheating on you. And then in brackets, he says in both scenarios, they're laying pipe.
Why do people like love asking questions like that? What would you rather? You're having sex with this person or a worst case scenario? Yeah. Huh?
Let me think now.
Are you really going to answer this? Like, you're actually going to think of which one you'd prefer?
I always think, like, it better be an upgrade. It better be an upgrade in some sort of way, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Would it be better being an upgrade or not?
Well, yeah, if...
You know what I mean? Would you not rather be the upgrade?
Yeah, well, maybe if it was like some absolute tub of shit, I'd just be like, both of yous are crap people. That's what I'd say.
I'd be like, it's just because you look like everyone else, Colin. Like people say to you, I thought this was you.
I thought this was you, this 30 stone fat bitch.
What?
I don't know. Neither would be ideal.
Yeah. This is why I don't like these questions, because usually the answer is...
The cool if it was a frail old 7-year-old man, I could just beat the shit and kick through him. Just kick his body in half.
Do I have any say in this?
No.
No. Okay, fine.
Why would you rather bang 30 stone heifer or a 7-year-old man?
Neither.
Who's hot in 70? What famous 70-year-old?
Bruce Springsteen. Is he 70? When we 70?
Oh, that was quick. That was quick the way you came out with that. You fucking pervert.
Kevin Costner?
Costner?
There you go. Hey, right, okay, I do have an answer.
Yeah?
The
7-year-old, if it's Kevin Costner.
If it's Kevin Costner or...
Smell like cow shit, lamb pipe.
There you go. Answered. Yeah. That was a great question. Love that.
Turned out great for you.
This is fantastic. Is this an option?
Kevin Costner is a sexy man.
He is a sexy man.
The problem is, if you actually make it long enough to be a sexy 7-year-old, who's a sexy 7-year-old woman?
Oh, the age old question.
Nobody. Nobody. What's the cutoff for women being hot? 30?
It's probably like 42 or some shit.
After that, just stinking.
Not me. We're SPF.
You'll be like all hunched in your back with a wee stick and all, and then just the face of a geisha.
Yeah, hopefully.
Geisha?
Hopefully.
Doll face. What's that noise? A big engine car downstairs. I like to see it. Philip Curl, do you ever think about doing an open mic night at the club? And how do you think it will go down?
We've thought about it many
times. We've had many ideas, but honestly, it is massively time consuming booking two nights a week.
It's already time consuming, and an open mic would be, it would be the equivalent of putting on another week's worth of show, because it'd be so many people to organise.
Yeah, people would just be queuing up. You'd have to, it's disrespectful, but you'd have to do that thing where you just sign up and then we pull names out of a hat.
I know, I get why people do that now.
Because there's no way you could allocate slots for like 8 to 10 people a night.
Yeah.
Every fucking week, and do it fairly. You know, people would be like, I'd be messaging for fucking... The only good thing about it is there's no like discrimination. Yeah. And it's an open mic, so if someone asks for a gig, you go, right, well, this is the next slot. When you're running an actual pro comedy night, you kind of have to fucking pick and choose correctly.
And it's a good way to see people, how they get on yeah. stage, and it would be great to give people a chance of just being like, go for it, because you get inundated with messages, and it's very hard to know who's good, who would be good on stage, blah, blah, blah. So it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if it was our only job... could possibly happen. It's hard when there's a lot of other stuff going on. And also, like an open mic, you basically have to make it very cheap or free in, which would be hard to produce a show
mm-hmm.
to the sort of level we like to do it at, because it costs money to put yeah. on a show like that, you know, and pay everyone to like be there and all that stuff. So it might happen, like, eventually. But what, Pavilion do it, you know, when they're connected to Lowry, so.
One a month.
Could do one a month.
Mm.
Could do one a month.
And just start it at 3 o'clock on a Sunday and run it 3 to 12 at night.
You could do one. Could you ever do one, do you think, just before our show? Just do like an hour before is open micers and then it's the main show.
Maybe.
And you can just come early or not.
You could do like, do you ever see in the Comedy Store the way they had people just kind of go up as people were coming in? So disrespectful to the act. But you could do that. You know, just have like the guy playing the piano in the corner. Clink, 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 clink. Yeah, and the guy's up there like, hey, do you like anal? You know.
Just keep talking. Could work.
It's a good way to get seeing people, isn't it? And then it'd be like, you get to come on the microphone really obnoxiously and be like, the real show with real comedians starts in 10 minutes, not these useless fucking bastards. Okay, starts in 10 minutes.
It actually would be funny to have an MC who's just really horribly brutally honest, even like, like two.
Well, there are like in a, you know, New York, and there's certain places that, where the attitude is like yeah. someone will die in their hole and be like, oh, fucking hell, I'll be back.
Yeah.
But really over the top, almost like a
can't do that in Belfast. Everyone will know people. So
you're awful. Your girl Erica was on last night, and her jokes are fairly rough, which is yeah. great. And there was a girl at the back, woman at the, it looked to me like a couple who were like in their 20s, and they're one of their parents with them. And your girl Erica was doing the jokes, and this one went, oh no, that's just offensive. Now she's just offensive. And then I went up on stage and said that I had just heard someone say that, and I was just rock solid in my pocket. Sideways pocket boner.
Colin.
Well,
you can't say that.
I did say it. Oh. And you know what happened? Laughter. Laughter aplenty. You know what I mean? Michael Skillen. Parent question. Michael Skillen he should be a rapper. Parent question, have you ever had to deal with other kids being wee dicks to yours? Other week, another kid tried to hit my wee lad. The other was probably only 4 or 5, but first time I felt the urge to boot a child. Oh yeah, I'll not do well.
It's not happened us yet, like, but...
I'll not do well, I don't think.
I don't know, maybe that's a hard one. That's really hard.
Do you know if Eddie came home and he's like, oh, I just don't feel good, I'm being bullied at school. I'd be fucking Columbine.
Columbine,
yeah. Columbine High School.
Oh, I
who don't was know. It? Don't matter. Just tell them all the bits.
God, Jesus Christ.
Just a bloodbath.
There's going to be so many examples in our life, isn't there, where you just overreact to something come in, burst into his school. What the fuck? Like, misunderstanding.
The day he slipped and chipped his tooth, I was going to burn all the rugs in the house because he slipped on a rug. I was like, who the fuck banned rugs in here?
You know? Gives me very like Sleeping Beauty vibes here.
The wasp went on him that day and he fell through the fucking patio window. Trying to get it. Dish. Be punching a wasp. Yeah, not going to do well.
Yeah, they'll just snap.
I'd be the dad running onto like a football pitch to deck a referee. Fucking shame me, son of. He only bit him. Fucking world of 11. Is this not rugby?
No, it's not. It's golf. He won't be playing golf. What am I talking about? Yeah. It'd be so hard saying that, though. I don't know. I don't know how I would deal with it. depend how another parent dealt with their child doing something, I think. Because at the end of the day, small children anyway, they don't have control over what they're doing and they don't mean it.
No, that seemed to be a big
it
thing.
It doesn't mean they're a horrible person or a horrible parent.
When I was younger, which was like parents fighting each other over what kids did. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. I remember on our street, there was like a bunch of parents fucking hated each other.
Stop.
And then I was playing, like messing about in the street one day, you know, some sort of street kids. Hanging about in the streets, you know, throwing bangers, riding bikes.
Yeah.
And this guy's mom was just like, knew that the other guy was sort of bullying him a bit and was like, you can fight him, but fight him in my driveway. And I just watched these two boys try and fight each other and she was watching. She was like, get it out of your system. Fight in my driveway. And the son was like, what, are you fucking serious? And he's like, no, fight him now. And these two beating the head of each other.
I don't know. How do you deal with boys fight? Like,
it's not a bad concept just to be like, let them at it.
Yeah, because like one part of my brain goes.
Because she did. She was like, wasn't that fucking stupid? She was giving out to them.
Like in Yellowstone, just put them in a ring and be like, right, beat the absolute lumps out of each other here and then get out of your system.
Your man needed his lumps beat out of him.
No, stop it. That's happening.
I'll be ripping that scenario. Only it's a fucking under 11s football match. You want to fight? Fight me. Just decking a 10-year-old. You want to fight? I'll fight you all fucking day long. You know that like movie style punch in the guts, which no one ever does. Oof. Oof. And the guy's like, oh. Oh.
And you're saying oof.
Oof. Pow. Kaplow.
Take that.
Body shots don't look like that. No one gets a big oof in the guts. You have to go like, oh, we jab in the face, around the side, and then your liver caves in.
Right, you're getting excited now at the idea of fighting
kids.
But
no one's getting boofed in the guts in real life.
There might be no boofing in anyone's guts here. Let's hope there's no fighting.
You could let me boof you in the guts. Boof! And you wouldn't feel anything because you know it's the boof to the guts.
No, it would. It definitely would hurt.
Yeah, but it wouldn't. Colin, like in movies, they get boofed in the guts.
Colin, of course it would hurt.
And they collapse. I don't think so.
Of course it would hurt.
I'd let both of you boof me in the guts and about it's fine.
Yeah, but look at the size of you. Come on, dust.
That was 6'8". No one knows that. 24 stone. Big lad. No. What height are you?
5'5.5".
Specific.
Yeah.
Does Maureen have an equivalent of your man cave studio in your house?
No, our whole house is just Colin's cave. There's Colin stuff everywhere. Every door has a coat on it. Every surface that is flat has a pair of shoes on it. Mm. You come in from every gig and take everything off. So everything is your wardrobe and everything is Colin land.
But my man cave is our office. It's not really my man cave. Like, it's a function. You know, we go up and we sit down or we do work and then I'll record in the corner. It's not like, no girls allowed, you know, and I'm up there, you know, smoking cigars and you know what I mean? We do work in it. It's just our office at the house.
Yeah, you have that. But yeah, that has all your stuff in it, like all like guitars and bits and books or whatever.
Aye.
No, well, I have a room with all like my makeup and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And her shit and all. Guess that's it. You do need it. I think you need it. Everyone needs their own room because you know what? Hey guys, you get married and you have to share a bedroom. You don't even get your own bedroom anymore. So you need your caves. Do you know what I mean? You got to have your room. It's like having your own room. Like at the start, you're like, oh my God, like you and me, like we slept in a single bed together. We barely fit in a Super King together now. We're like, oh my God, it's so annoying. We're literally going, give us separate duvets.
Because
our sleeping patterns are so different.
You have nothing to prove anymore. Like there's no need to be in the same bed.
We used to sleep in a single bed and like, you know, like synchronized swimming, turn around and all, be like, oh my God.
Me would just fucking full blown pins and needles in my whole left side.
Like, how did we fit? We didn't, obviously. But you know what I mean? And then you just get married and then you just are like, now we have a house. Now we need our rooms back. Do you know what I mean? That's what you do.
I do my midnight shit. I brush my teeth. You do your 40 minutes thing. You come in, couple of fucking daps like that. See you later, lad. Jokey slap in the ass.
There's Costner.
There's an old printout of Costner. Smush yourself into a paste there. I'll be down the bottom of the room.
Stop it.
We could have two beds in our room.
Yeah, it's quite long.
It's the most like a cave in the house. It's got like a, you know, one of these slanty roofs. That is like a cave down there. I should have an actual man cave in that wee side fucking door we have in our bedroom that goes into nothing.
Yeah, if
just
you had
one little bed, like a Man Frank, and you know,
Man Frank,
did Man Frank, Fran Frank.
Yeah, if it was an actual cave that you just went in and just hibernated for a minute, it'd be great, actually.
Andy Aston, great to see Mrs. G looking so great. Keep your dick in your pants, Andy, you fucking pervert.
What did you say?
Not old enough for your tastes.
No. Do you think this was unlocked? Something I never knew.
Gelfs for life.
Yeah, you're so young and yuck.
Yeah, man, I'm fucking elastic skin. You know, juicy.
Who wants it?
You like your men like old, like a beef jerky, tough and old. Do you think something like what Rogan has done with his comedy club would work in NI? Yeah, if he opened a club here, it would do well too. No, yeah.
The most famous guy opened a comedy club, yeah.
I think it would work. It would be a lot smaller venue and it would absolutely, yes, be run by me. The difference with Joe Rogan's one is it's run by a comedian,
yeah,
which makes a big difference. And especially a comedian that's worth, you know, fucking 600 billion and isn't worried about it really even doing that well as a business.
Well, it is run by him, but obviously he has loads of people running it for him.
Well, he basically moved the whole tape. We hear this for Baller. The comedy store was closed for COVID.
Yeah.
And he was in the process of opening this new club. And he basically said, we don't know if the comedy store's opening again. Do you want to come down to Austin and work here? All the main bookers and team and the bar manager and all. And they were like, yeah, sure. And then he had a bit of a delay in a venue or something. And he just kept them on salary. He's like, we're not starting work yet, but I'll just keep paying you like you're working.
And then he poached them all?
Yeah, it was
so
for
they
like,
don't work in the comedy store in LA now?
No. He's basically like, move down here. We're going to open like next month. And then he was like, it's not going to be next month. It's in like another 5 months. And he's kept paying them all like full salaries. Until they started again.
Wow. I mean, that is a smart move. Like, if you have the money to do that,
that's me throwing blank checks out of my hand.
Wow, oh my God.
Balling out of control or
imagine what? Being in the comedy store, though, and just, like, all your staff being poached off you.
Mm-hmm.
That have worked there forever.
But it might, yeah.
Wow.
So there you
but
have
then,
it.
But then, you know, Austin was the new fun place, too. Isn't it like LA is all a bit different now?
Yeah.
Mad. Insane.
We're going to Austin. Oh, we're not. I just remembered.
You need to book that again.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
The moment has passed.
Oh, shut up.
We'll never go again. Out of respect for your mother's birthday, I'll never go again.
Gone.
Out of respect, I will book it every May and I'll not go every year. I'll cancel it again. No, I'm totally over it.
Just book it a different date.
Best ramen in Belfast. I don't know. Erica Ehler, who was headlining Laverys last night, was like, she's Filipino.
Yeah.
She's half Filipino. And she is a Filipina. I don't know. But she said she just went for ramen and she's like, it was terrible. And I was like, oh, you should have fucking hit me up, me and Aaron. The noodle bros. Could have sent you in there. She said Kamakura was shite. Their ramen's not great. Their sushi, great.
Mm.
You know, but whatever.
There you go.
But she would have been, I was going to say Aaron's ideal lady, but he does know her, so. She's just, you know, does comedy, wants to have noodles before a gig. Snogging.
Perfect. Running back.
What's something you keep meaning to do but have put off for years due to having no time? Oh, fucking get the notebook out.
Literally everything.
Shoot last year's special. Doing it next Wednesday and Thursday. Why is that? Mentally ill.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you mean people plan these things?
Yeah. That's not how
this
it works.
Guy, no. You're a spontaneous king, aren't you?
The spontaneous king. Write that down. That's the name of the fucking podcast. No, I don't see the problem.
There's not really. But I think it's because everyone else is very precious about things. And you're like, oh, well, it's fine. I'll just do it again. Or, you know what I mean? You're always like, no, I'll just do it better this time. It'll be fine. You know? There's no one else gets on like that. It's funny.
What, just a fucking scatty bastard?
Yeah, like everyone else would really plan these things. Be like, oh my God, that was a really good hour. I'm going to make sure I record it and do this. And you're like, no, oh, I didn't get time. Maybe we'll do it next year. You know, you're very just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no one's that good. You know what I mean? Okay. Everyone's fucking shite. And I don't mean like not as good as me. I'm not that good either. That's why I'm not that precious. Who gives a flam fuck? Well, it's not quite crafted yet. Yeah, when's it got to be crafted? When you get reincarnated as Richard Pryor? Shut the fuck up. You unfunny bitch. We live in Belfast, you know what I mean? It's like shouting, into a vacuum.
Oh my God.
I'm the boss comedian. Who get? No one cares. You got to be English and a fucking trans non-binary. Lesb.
Yeah, get over it, guys.
Of colour.
Anyway, back to the question.
I'm a non-binary of colour. I'm non-binary.
Colin.
In a race way.
Now, was the question about getting things done? Because this is what happens.
What have I put off that I've had no time to do? Fitness, we already talked about that. I've said to you before, like, I need
you're recording your special, obviously.
I need, like, 6 months in a different country with no internet.
No, we also just need staff.
Yeah.
We've come to realise. Because I was just saying that about Joe Rogan and his comedy club. Like, he has people running that. Like, you are actually a comedian running that. Whilst also doing your own comedy and 2 podcasts and have a family. And, you know what I mean? There's, like, you know. You actually do. You get to stage, you just need people, don't you?
Yeah, I need
that's what we need. We're behind because we just need people, probably. Let's have a hiring day. Let's sit at a desk. You know when people do that and like side of the road and be like, right, come on. What can you do? Okay.
Yeah.
You're hired. Let's go.
General banter. Search for staff members.
Yeah. Can we do like an X Factor edition?
And then like experience in pretty much everything.
Can you do?
Pretty much class
come
at everything.
Come to us with your skills and we'll probably say that we do that. Anything to start anywhere.
Yeah.
Coffee? We need someone to make us coffee. Yeah. Correct. You said you wanted a driver the other day.
A driver?
Like, I'm so sick of driving.
Like if anyone out there is a fan of this podcast and isn't mental and is like, man, I'm stuck in between jobs.
Wait, that's not going
to
happen.
And then I'll just like, I'll go, do you want to just come down to this office and tidy it and straighten it out and go to the dump once a week?
That's not cleaner.
And then I'll have no concept of pay. So I'll be like, I'll give you about £1,500 a week if you want to just empty the bins.
It's a terrible... This would be a terrible job already, I think.
What else have you had no time for? Doing up that Mercedes that's lying at the house, dying?
Yeah. Whole house renovation. And see, when you're like bad at doing decisions and you're just like, oh, someone do it for me. No, I do enjoy it. But it's the actual now having to figure out the timing of all this stuff. That's boring to me. Can't do it. Don't like it.
Our life is very much, We'll get round to it. It's happening tomorrow. Fix it.
Yeah.
Maureen, is there any lines that Colin isn't allowed to cross with regards to his comedy/jokes? P.S. Your son is so like his mummy. It's hard work having a child, but it gets easier down the line.
Tell you, it actually does get easier. Eddie's like class now. Now that he's like 3 and a bit. He's like, you take him to shops, you take him out. It's great. Whereas like a year ago when he just never slept.
Yeah.
He didn't sleep till he was three, like legitimately 3 years old before he would sleep past 2 a.m.
When you can start to communicate with kids, it's
tough.
A lot more fun, isn't it?
Yeah. No, he's good now. What was the question again?
Is there any lines I can't cross?
I mean, I'll always like pull you up on things if I'm like, no, you can't say that. I think the only line I have is if someone, any comedian, it's just coming across as an asshole. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying there's anything you can't joke about if you do it well. But if you're saying it and you just sound like an asshole, like, don't do that because you look bad then. That would be always my line. Like, don't say that because now you seem like an asshole for saying that.
I feel like you weren't keen on me doing the christening bit, but then it turned out to be great.
No, I don't know. I didn't mind. I just suppose maybe there was some things I was like, don't say it like that or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And did I take that on board?
Probably not.
There you go. Lesson learned.
But like, yeah, I don't know. Is there lines? But I think to be you're quite good at you're good at judging. Like you'll never like, well, you don't have those opinions anyway. Like you'd never say something that's just horrific and there's no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Reason, intelligence behind it. Like there's always like, it's always referring to something.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I see a lot of comedians do it.
Seinfeld says, I tap dance through the laser beams.
There you go. That's fine. That's always fine.
He said that to me.
Sometimes people just say things and you're like, you sound like dick now.
I can't tap dance. Have you any holidays booked? What would your ideal holiday look like?
Oh, that's a thing we've been putting off, to be fair.
Yeah,
we keep going like, we should really go on a holiday.
It's because
we haven't been on once.
It's because our life is so manic a lot of times. You know, people do have this. People are like, oh, I know that I'm working for the next fucking 3 months and then I have 2 weeks off.
We don't have that.
We don't have that. We would go on holiday.
Describe your week. No one would believe the amount of work you do this week. So this week, Monday, you were working.
We hosted the tour show, Vittorio Show in Labrys. Right.
Vittorio Show on Sunday night.
Monday, we banked a podcast.
You did a podcast and then you went to Queens to do a gig.
Queens Comedy Club.
The next morning, so again, home late. You're not at home that night. The next day is a Tuesday. And you did what? Record again?
No.
Something. Maybe you're home on Tuesday.
Tuesday, I did work at home all day.
You were working all day. Maybe you were home that night, actually. Yesterday. Next day,
took Eddie for a walk.
Came up here, did work. Lavery's, came home last night late. Left this morning. You're here now. You're going to Lavery's tonight. I'll not see you now till
tomorrow.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Shooting with McCarney.
You're away tomorrow. Then you've got tomorrow night. And then, so I'll not see you tomorrow night either. So again, all these bedtimes by myself. Then on Saturday, same thing, a gig that night, and on Sunday a gig.
Banger,
one night. You won on Sunday, and then you start the whole podcast recording, posting to Lavery's, and in that time we also have to book Lavery's and book.
Then all next week is like two more Lavery's. I was going to record that special thing, and then the live podcast on Friday.
So that's how you're like, how do we fit a whole? There's no, where do you get a holiday? And that's why we don't get anything done, because we're like, we don't have time. And this is why I'm going to have a staff, what's the word?
Audition. Entourage.
Open call.
Job interview.
I think it's called job interview.
Casting couch, that's what they call
it. We're shit at it though. Like if someone came with like, was like, I could help you with this stuff. We're like, what do you mean you can help us? Doing what? We'd be like, we don't need any help. Yeah. Busy. I think that probably doesn't help the fact that, you know, we're scatty about things.
Would you ever consider doing a one-off podcast with all the squad around a table chatting about your experiences so far as a comedian? No, because that's all everyone does week to week on their fucking podcast anyway. Me included. We're all shite. That's my new message I'm putting out.
Really?
Everyone's fucking shite.
You just get so bored quickly, don't you?
What?
So funny.
Shut up. You just win the lottery. What's your first purchase? Staff? Just slaves?
Bring back slaves.
Yeah, just a fucking well-paid slaves.
Yeah. What's servants now? What's servants in modern day?
Assistants.
There you go.
Live in that, like a email nanny.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You would still do all the stuff, but maybe we could just get other people to do more of the other bits.
Yeah.
Go on a holiday. Finish doing our house up. Same things everyone in the world wants to do. Isn't it funny?
Mm.
Really not that much more. I want a new kitchen and a holiday. Then I'll be happy. Yellowstone back on the TV. New kitchen. Perfect.
Oh, that's a funny question. How's Colin adjusted to the Tyrone Bay life? Has he sold any tickets for the club yet?
Well, yeah. In amongst that week there, he's away selling raffle tickets at people's doors.
Kieran does that at his gigs. He'd be doing a raffle at the SSE. He'd be making fucking 42 grand a night on selling raffle tickets. And you know what the prize is? A ticket to another gig he's doing.
Permit schemes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the fucking... Who's the dodgy permit scheme guy? Ponzi. Tony Ponzi. Right, we got it. We'll GTF the fuck out of here. You have to choose another NI comedian to run Lavery's. Who are you picking?
Is this for our staff?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Honestly, Aaron probably. Probably Aaron.
To be fair.
And it'd be good for about a week or two and then, you know.
Yeah. He would be away a lot though, which would be difficult. But yeah, I would trust Aaron, you know.
I would trust William.
I would trust William. He does a lot of MCing for us. And there's like a few times you're like, he sort of will... run it for us a bit.
Yeah.
It's good.
Michal.
He's not a comedian, but yeah.
Except he would whittle it down to like two people that he can listen to.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, Wednesday's McCarney and Woodsy. Thursday's McCarney and Woodsy. Next week, McCarney and Woodsy. Thursday, McCarney and Woodsy.
Yeah, he'd be very brutal with who you'd lie on. Yeah.
Then he'd have a falling out. He'd be like, it's just McCartney. And then I'll just be like, it's basically me doing a DJ set with the two bands in him. Never seen a guy work in the music tech business. Is that what that would be? Sound tech business?
Oh,
guy knows three bands.
He's at every show.
He listens to the 1975.
Yeah.
And who else?
Biffy Clyro.
John Mayer.
And he'd be like, you know who I heard about yesterday? Bombay Bicycle Club. I thought that was a takeaway on ours. You know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, probably. Yeah, right. We'll get out of here. My ears are sore from keeping these on. Cheers for joining me for our questionnaire today, Maureen. Cheers, Niall. Get your tickets for the live Gender Bender podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Killing myself to make videos for it. It's going to be great.
Can't wait for all my wedding anniversary surprises, too.
We're sitting on that table up there.
Shut up.
That big black ass.
It's not fair that you bought other people presents.
Well, no, they're for me. But... what else? Vicar Street on the 8th of September.
Yeah.
Everyone else is more excited about that than me. Begley's.
Don't say that.
Begley's, but I know, but at this point.
Oh.
Like Begley's booked, you know, accommodation. Oh, yeah. Woodsy's coming down to stay.
Yeah.
Everybody's all up for it.
It's going to be basically like a big party down in Dublin if you want to come down, anyone.
That's the way to bill it. There you go. Maureen, you should work in PR.
Because
it is, it's
going
to be.
We're all going, all the comedians are going, all of our friends are going, and all my, you know, rented family, basically.
It's going to be just
100 of us.
The Nordy invasion.
Yeah.
It's funny that we only live up the road, and, you know, you didn't even know they called us Nordies till you.
No one says Nordies.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing to say.
It's fucking shite, tato eating cunts. Come see me anyway, 8th of September.
I'm excited.
We'll have a big party in Dublin. And Maureen's paying for everyone's accommodation.
Yeah,
8.5 billion.
Colin's buying everyone a drink.
I will.
See, you actually would.
I'll buy everyone a drink. I'll buy many, many crates of that Tesco. What do you call it? Beer door. Do you remember that shit?
Oh, the wee stubbies.
It was fucking nice.
We were talking about this the other day, weren't we?
Beer door.
I loved them.
The grenades.
Oh, they were nice.
They were genuinely nicer.
Are
than
they
like
still around?
No, people caught on too quickly.
Oh, you can't. £3, yeah. And you got like 18 of them.
Yeah.
Great,
you can't sell, yeah, you can't sell a 24 pack for £4.
Because it was like when you're going, I don't want to drink cider, but I'll drink this with the seems less bad, but it's the same price and you're actually is worse. Great. I love them. That was all my carrots as a student.
Nice wee.
Yeah, which is beers.
There's something fun about a smaller beer though.
Yeah.
Because you think you're safe, but you're not. Because you drink three times as much. I'll buy everyone a beer though.
Let's buy everyone a shot. And you know where, like, Vicar Street's all the tables, so we'll just have all the tables full of shots and everyone's just shot at the same time.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And then they'd be like, who are all these Nordies? Good crack.
Yeah.
I mean, look at them.
Yeah.
All coming together.
We'll do that. Absolutely. Everyone gets a free t-shirt. Right, we're out of here. Cheers, guys.
This is heavy.
Speak to you next week. See you later.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.